Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswata Deve Gauravani Prachanine Visheshanya Radhi Pastakta Deshataya. Presumably more and more people, devotees, will be coming, so I request you all to move in so there will be space for them. I can also suggest or request, I may be overstepping my boundaries here, but at least most of you are from India, and in India up to the present day in our ISKCON temples, I don't know if it will change with the ongoing degradation of society, but men and women sit separately because, you know, anyway, you can understand why. So there's not much space here, but I mean, even in the Christian churches, at least when I was a kid, the men and women sit separately. So the idea is that there should be some segregation. So I don't know if I'm overstepping my bounds, but it's a suggestion that you could also do like that. Please, move in or to the side. Maybe we can have men on one side, ladies on the other, something like that. It's a small thing, but there are many small things like this that help in our spiritual progress. You could even move in here, because quite likely it's going to get more full up, isn't it?
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So I'm very much feeling myself very much blessed to be here today. First time in the Bay Area, this holy place. Usually people don't think of the Bay Area as a holy place. They think of it as a very degraded place. But we think it's very holy because Srila Prabhupada came here so many times. And the first ISKCON, which festival?
Rathayatra!
Srila Prabhupada's so dear festival was held in San Francisco. I don't know what it's like. Maybe in San Jose they don't like San Francisco. Is it like that? No such thing. You find often that, you know, like people from East London have some feeling about people from West London, but it's not like that. You're all good friends. Okay, so it's very blessed and sacred. All the more so for the appearance of the most beautiful deities. Are these deities? Or are they just, or are they Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna? They're deities, or are they Radha and Krishna?
Deities, but they're not installed.
Deities, but they're not installed. What does that mean, actually?
It's not
the common. Is Krishna here or not?
Yes, he is.
Krishna is in there.
So, if Krishna is being worshipped, that means, what is it? Installed? Not installed means you start the worship. So if you're worshipping, either he's Krishna or he's not Krishna. So you've all very emphatically told me that he's Krishna. What are the names of the uninstalled deities?
Radha Madan Mohan.
Radha Madan Mohan, yeah. So very beautiful deities, no doubt, even with our contaminated eyes. By Prabhupada's mercy, we can appreciate something of the beauty. Jayatam Suratho Pangar Mamamanda Mater Gatihi Mat Sarvasva Padam Bhojo Radha Madana Mohano. Very fortunate to be with you. There are so many. What's the population of the Bay Area?
6 or 7 million.
And we don't even have 60 or 70 here yet. Maybe more will come a little later. So of all the 6 to 7 million people in the Bay Area, I'm definitely very happy to be with all of you rather than others, because you're devotees of Krishna. And especially this temple is blessed because Hanumat Pariksha Maharaj is here now. And because Well, I'm not blessed, I'm unfortunate, but Vaisheshika Prabhu is leading you all out, taking Prabhupada's books out, and guiding you and instructing you, so you're all very fortunate in that way. Please move in. Orbi ane wale hai. So please come inside. I'm here actually on the invitation of Hansapriya Mataji. When she was going to school in Ahmedabad, she was regularly attending the temple there, and I used to come time to time, so afterwards she moved here and invited me to come, so I came. And on her family for many years, 20 years like that, yeah. So, very nice family, all devotees, all initiated for many years. So that's nice. So, we're discussing, or we just sung, Naga Kirtan. This is one of the Naga Kirtans, or songs for singing, when going out chanting in public. So let's discuss that a little bit. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who wrote this song, and all the acharyas. Naga Kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would chant Hare Krishna and dance. This is main method of spreading Krishna consciousness. With you see this painting is there. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activity in Navadvip Dham. Udila Varuna Purava Bhage Dvijamani Gora Amani Jage Bhakata Shamuva Loya Shate Kela Nagara Braja. Nagar Kirtan. He would early in the morning, just as the sun is rising, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates would go to all the surrounding towns and villages and chant Hare Krishna and instruct the people to jivana anitta jana hasha tahina nadbiga vipodaba tabe namashroi karijatane tumi takaha panakaja. He would instruct them that life is short, temporary. You should understand this. So take shelter of the holy names as the essence of your life. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he composed many beautiful, very simple songs, very simple Bengali. Those of you who are from Bengal or North India, you can easily understand these songs. Very simple Bengali. Who is that? There's one Bengali gentleman. Khub Sharal Bangla, no? Very simple Bengali. Very easy to understand. So he composed many simple but very deep, profound, instructive kirtans. And here it's stated, Nadia Godrumi. Nadia, that's the name of the district, that's presently the name of the district or administrative area surrounding Navadvip, which is the dham or holy place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in former times, that specifically meant the town, that whole area, the nine islands of Navadvip. So within those nine islands, one of them is Godrum. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he chose to live at Godrum. He made a house there. Who's been there to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house at Godrum? I've been there also. Anyone else? Need the light? They need, okay. Yeah, well, you can go there. Please go. I'll speak some more about that. So this kirtan, he specifically wrote, the one that we just sung now. Is anyone here new, by the way? First time here, or just second, or something like that? First time? Alright. Have you been to ISKCON temples before, anywhere?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just want to know who I'm speaking to, because if there are new people, they may not follow what we're saying. So, you're not new. Okay, good. For me, so I can speak like this. So, he composed this particular kirtan that we sung today for his he would send out his disciples from his own residence in Godhru. He would send them out daily in the morning. Go out and chant all around. Chant this particular song. And it's very simple to understand. For Bengalis, it's in Bengali, so Bengalis can very easily understand. He's telling them the Nityananda Mahajan, the great person, Nityananda Prabhu. And in Bengal, everyone has heard the name of Nityananda. In San Francisco and this Bay Area, they didn't hear. They're unfortunate. But at least in Bengal, everyone has heard of Nityananda. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who is Nityananda? That great person, greatest of great persons, Nityananda Balaram. Rajendra Nandan Jai Shachi Shuta Hoilo Shai Balarama Hoilo Nitai. Just as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna. So Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. So this song Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote to remind the people of Godhru that you are in the very land where Nityananda Prabhu made his Nama Hatha. Hatha means hut, means hatta, means a village bazaar. Now, I don't think you've seen all the Indian people who are coming, they're all city people. But in the villages, the sister, one day a week, then anyone can come and they just spread out some cloth and they put items for sale, maybe some vegetables or some honey they've collected from the hot forest, or traders will come with non-locally produced items. It's a simple, informal village bazaar. So trading. And trading often will be just not even in money, but maybe some barter like this. I have something, I give you, you give something to me, like this. So patiyache means spread out. So you spread out some cloth. Just put a cloth and you start trading. You can't do that here. You have to have permission, this, that, and so many things. But just informally they'll come. So this is the Naam Hatta. This is the trading place of the holy name. But this is not a monetary exchange. This is for the Shadhavanja. Those who are what is the price to pay for the holy name? You can't buy the holy name. You cannot buy Krishna. These deities, how much for a set of deities like this? Anyone has any idea? I don't. I'm out of touch with these things. 60,000 rupees. That's less than $1,500. So can you buy Krishna for $1,500? If someone comes out, oh, you bought them for $1,500, I'll give you $15,000. More than 10 times. Can you buy Krishna? Is it possible? Can Bill Gates buy Krishna? No. All the money in the world can't buy Krishna. Someone may say, I went to Vrindavan, I saw some deities, I got them, I bought very cheap, good price. You cannot buy Krishna. But Krishna can be had by those who have faith. That's the beginning of Krishna. There's no Krishna consciousness without faith. Nowadays, with the spreading of Krishna consciousness all over the world by Srila Prabhupada, there's interest by scholars in Vaishnavism, and they study and they get degrees, PhD degree, and they may be very learned, and they can tell you many things. Maybe they know more than our own devotees know, because they're studying full time, and our devotees are busy going out in the streets chanting Hare Krishna, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted them. Maybe they don't have so much time. Maybe they're not so scholarly. But by following the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this Agya Tahal, Agya, by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to chant Hare Krishna, then they become blessed by Krishna with understanding. One cannot possibly understand Krishna by any mundane academic method. It's not possible, because the aim is not to love Krishna, not to serve Krishna, but they think, just like someone in the university studies butterflies and someone studies mathematical equations, and we're studying Vaishnavism, and they think that the Vaishnava acharyas are subjects of their study, and they'll maybe do some psychological analysis, and they'll ascribe various mundane motives to the Vaishnava acharyas. But Shuddha, beginning is faith. Faith that we are eternal servants of Krishna. We may not have full knowledge of the philosophy, but that initial faith, that yes, just like Srila Prabhupada, he traveled all over the world and he spoke very simple principles, but very convincing principles. He would all the time tell that, he would make the point that we are all controlled. No one can say, I am independent. Srila Prabhupada would make this point again and again and again. We are controlled. You cannot say, I am independent. We are controlled by death. Even, you get diarrhea, then you can't even control. Sometimes you don't have time to get to the restroom, as they call it here in America for some reason. You don't have time. We are controlled. Our bodily functions are not within our control. If you have toothache, how can you say, I am God, but out of my lila I have to go to the dentist? This is nonsense. Rascaldom, as Srila Prabhupada would very kindly point out. We are controlled. So we have to admit that there is a higher power than us controlling. It's a very simple principle. You'll find there's all big philosophical arguments. Is there God or isn't there God? But this very simple argument that we are under higher control. We should understand this. So that understanding that I am under higher control, that's one aspect. The controlling or the powerful or opulent aspect of Krishna, of God. But Krishna, there may be many people who believe in God. They recognize that there is a superior power to myself. There is God. But to be specifically attracted to Krishna, that is even more mercy. It's such a strange thing that we find some people, they very firmly announce their commitment to God, but they don't like Krishna. How is that possible? They consider faith in Krishna to be something wrong. They consider that they believe in God, but they do not accept Krishna. But Krishna is God, and a lot more, actually, because God means the Supreme Being. But apart from being supreme in power and opulence, he is most kind and sweet and beautiful. But people who are unfortunate, they believe in a supreme power, but when confronted with the kindness of Krishna, they reject that. Isn't that unfortunate? Srila Prabhupada would often say, he would say, just like people from India, they go to America to get some higher qualification. They've studied in India, and because the educational institutions in America are supposed to be better, they go to get a higher qualification. So they reckon it's the same stuff. They may be studying engineering or architecture or whatever it is, and they recognize that the same subject is taught to a higher level, so we'll go and study there. So Srila Prabhupada would make the point that, well, if we believe in God, we accept there is God, and you just examine objectively that in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that more knowledge of God is given. There's actually not much knowledge of God in the scriptures of the Western world, except that in the Christian faith, of course it's controversial to say it, but if we examine objectively, they have made the mistake of supposing that Jesus himself is God, although he didn't say that. So that way they think they have some information, but they made a big mistake. I mean, Christianity is based on a series of serious theological mistakes, actually. So, but knowledge of God. Who is he? Where does he live? What do we attain by serving him? What is spiritual existence? What, by performing activities of devotion to God, what happens? There may be a vague idea of going to heaven, but there's no description of the spiritual world or who is God and how we relate to him. We're enjoined to love him, but how can you love someone if you don't know anything about them? So philosophically and descriptively, giving who is Krishna? Who is God? What does he look like? What does he eat? What does he do? What are you going to do in heaven? Sit on a cloud? That's all. Float on a cloud? That's all. Play a harp. You have to learn harp playing. That's all. Sing in a choir. And some people might think, well, you know, maybe more fun going to hell. So Prabhupada pointed out that there's full knowledge here, so why not accept, if we're actually interested in God, then why not accept this information? So it seems that some people who, although they declare, I believe, but why won't they accept knowledge of Krishna? So those who are fortunate, they're attracted to Krishna. Who will not be attracted to Krishna? So beautiful. All the unlimited transcendental quality. Achintya Guna Swarupam. He is described as Achintya Guna Swarupam. His very form is composed of inconceivable transcendental qualities. Beautiful language. The language to describe him is also very beautiful. Indian people now, they're all crazy after learning English. And more we find that the young people, though they speak whatever their language may be, Tamil or whatever at home, but they can't read it because their education has been in English. But these languages, in all the major vernacular Indian languages, like we're seeing one song in Bengali, in all these languages, there are transcendental literatures for praising the Supreme Lord. In Gujarati, there's the Narsimheta. In Bengali, there's so much. In Tamil, or there's the Divya Prabandham. That's actually Mani Pravala, not exactly Tamil. In Telugu, there's the writings of, who's that? Potana?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the. So in all the languages, there are transcendental literatures, and the language itself, just by hearing, it's purifying. Nodiya godrume nittananda mahajan patiyache namahatta jivera karon. These are transcendental words. So, you don't know. You're giving up your own treasure. Please, don't do that. Sanskrit, it's that all these languages are derived from Sanskrit. Srila Prabhupada is translating all these books from Sanskrit because this is the medium through which this knowledge has been this knowledge is expressed, and it's through the Sanskrit, and that language is non-different from Krishna. That's why we often quote. Vaisheshika Prabhu is well known for quoting so many shlokas. Why do we quote shlokas? Because these are the actual words which Krishna spoke. Sarvadhaman parityagya mamekam sharanam raja. That is fully transcendental. That sound is non-different from Krishna. So simply to hear that is purifying. So those who hear it said Shraddhavanja, those who are faithful, they can appreciate. But this faith, it's not blind faith. If we examine objectively, we will find that Chaitanya Daya Kata Karaha Bichar Bichar Karele Chitte Pabe Chamatka. If we objectively try to consider what is the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we will be astonished. Because, just like this verse, Savadhaman Parittaja, Krishna says, you surrender to me fully. Then what happens? Next line, Aham Tvam Sarva Pate Vyo Mukshi Shami Mahasucha. Then I will deliver you, don't worry. So first you surrender, then I'll deliver you. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bhaja Krishna Bolo Krishna Koro Krishna Shukha. Or here in this verse it's going the other way. Bolo Krishna Bhaja Krishna. Prabhu Ragai Bhai Mage Ebikha. Bolo Krishna Bhaja Krishna Koro Krishna Shukha. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. What is his order? He told Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas, Shuna Shuna Nityananda Shuna Haridas Savatra Amaragga Karaha Prakash Pati Ghare Ghare Gya Kara Ebikha. Bhaja Krishna, Valo Krishna, Kara Krishna Shikha. He told, this is the first preaching of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. He told Nityananda and Haridas, go door to door, every door, and beg, make some begging of everyone. What is that begging? Now some sadhus have come, give them 10 paisa and tell them to get out. But no, we're not begging money, but begging, worship Krishna, chant the names of Krishna, and study Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's the modern version of Bhaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shikha. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order or request. Nityananda Prabhu, he would go door to door and beg people to chant the names of Gauranga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu you go door to door and ask everyone to chant the names of Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu just adjusted it a little bit. He thought, better they chant the names of Gauranga. So he would go door to door, Bhaja Gauranga, Kaha Gauranga, Laha Gauranga, Namre. Jajan Gauranga Bhaje Shem Ora Pranare. He would tell everyone, just Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, that you tell everyone to chant Hare Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Bolo Krishna, worship Krishna, study Krishna's teachings in Bhagavad Gita. But Nityananda Prabhu would say, Bhaja Gauranga, worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaja Kaha, say the name of Gauranga. Bhaja Gauranga Kaharanga. Laha Gauranga Namre. So take the name of Gauranga. What's the difference between Kaha Gauranga and Laha Gauranga Nam? Taking the name, saying the name and taking the name. It means the same. Is it not? Means more or less the same thing. Nam Kaha, Nam La. Means the same thing. Say it or take it. But there's some difference because anyone can say. But Laha Gauranga, take the name of Gauranga, means take it deeply into our heart. That with our heartbeat, Gauranga, 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 that can be there, that is really taking the name of Gauranga. One of Srila Prabhupada's godbrothers, Krishnadas Babaji, he would only chant Hare Krishna day and night, although he would chant many stotras, many prayers also. But mostly day and night he was chanting Hare Krishna. He wouldn't talk with anyone. He wasn't unfriendly, but if anyone came to him and spoke, he would smile at them and say, Hare Krishna. People would come with all their problems, this, that, there's so many problems, this, that, this, mart is not being run properly, so many this, that. Hare Krishna! Day and night, he wasn't known to sleep. So all night he would chant, be chanting on his feet. So one time in his so-called old age, there appeared to be some health problem, so they called the doctor. The doctor put that, what's that called, stethoscope? They put it on the heart. This is a very strange heart. I never heard it. It's not du-du, it's Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we've heard. So the story is told. But for great devotees, everything is possible. His heart is Hare Krishna mantra. Literally. So take the name of Gauranga. This is Nityananda Prabhu's. That's his order. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order is to chant Hare Krishna. And Nityananda Prabhu's order is to chant the name of Gauranga. So what should we do? We'll chant both. It's the same purpose. Please move in as more and more people are coming. This is a welcome problem if there's not enough space. Of course, not too welcome. It's better to get a bigger space. It's better than having too much space. We prefer to have not enough rather than too much space. So we should chant both. And Srila Prabhupada taught us to chant the names of the Pancha Tattva. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. And then chant Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So when we're chanting Hare Krishna, that also refers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is also Krishna. So this is the teaching going on in Nodhya. Aparada Shunna Hoye Laha Krishnana. Aparada Shunna. Yeah, that's being freed from offenses. E Krishna Nama Kare Sarva Papa Khoi. Simply by chanting the name of Krishna once, one can be freed from all sin. Krishna Nam gives love of Krishna, but the name of Krishna has to be chanted without offenses. Bhajane Madhe Shrishta Navabindha Bhakti. Krishna Prem Krishna Dite Dhare Mahashakti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that of all of the processes of bhakti, there are various processes. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam. These are out of all the many processes, such as circumambulating the temple, offering bhog to the Lord, but they're summarized in 9 processes. Hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, remembering Krishna, offering prayers to Krishna, worshipping Krishna, identifying oneself as the servant of Krishna, or the offering prayers to Krishna. Yeah, I said that. Then worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna, identifying oneself as the friend of Krishna, and surrendering oneself fully to Krishna. So 9, these processes are all very powerful to award us Krishna and love of Krishna. And Taramadhe Sarva Shrishta, and among them, best of all is Nama Sankirtan, congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. Why? Because Niraparadhe nama loile pai premadham. Because by chanting the holy names of Krishna without offense, we can very easily get love of Krishna. So this point is being emphasized here, that aparadha shunno haye loha Krishna, being free from all offenses, take the name of Krishna. So, being free from offenses. Yeah, I have to ask you again to please move in. Move in. We're going to have to make some more space here. Why don't we can move this mudanga back here. Take up all the book stalls. It's becoming intense. Let's take all of these. Let's buy a new temple.
Yes.
Anyone has a couple of million dollars to spare? Well, I tell you, it's easier to get a $2 million temple together than to get rid of our aparads. That's what we're discussing now. We have to do this. We have to build temples and serve the Lord. But the real thing is to purify our hearts, isn't it? To become free from all offenses. So we should do this. It's easy for me to say I'm here today and gone tomorrow. But it's something you can all contribute to. And this helps us to clean our hearts by serving Krishna in this way. But we should always remember that the purpose of building these temples is individually and collectively that we should be clean in heart. It's easy to say, not very easy to do, it seems like that. It should be easy, isn't it? Because we're all part and parcel of Krishna, but we find that even though we're trying in bhakti, our material attachments seem to be very strong, isn't it? We all have this experience, we're trying to serve Krishna. But we should have faith that by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by the grace of Srila Prabhupada and of all the devotees, that if we sincerely try, Krishna will help us. And with that faith, we should be enthusiastic to, just like here you're so enthusiastic to distribute Prabhupada's books, and you want to have a temple, new temple that's already slated. Yes, so do that, so that more people can come and hear about Krishna and be benefited. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote this song. He was sending his disciples out in Godrum to preach. Now, his disciples who were with him, there were a few, maybe three or four, that's all. But he saw, looking over the river, he saw the whole Mayapur city project coming up, and he saw devotees all over the world. He had the vision that so many devotees all over the world will come and chant Hare Krishna. So you all please go to Mayapur. I see only three people have gone. You should all go. Who's been to Vrindavan? More. But actually you should go to Mayapur first. That Prabhupada brought us to Mayapur. Go to Mayapur first. Chant Hare Krishna. Bathe in the Ganga. Become free from contamination. Then you go to Vrindavan. Generally people like to go to Vrindavan first. But people who are more understanding the tattva, or the internal essence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, they'll go to Mayapur first. And even you can go to Mayapur, you can find all of Vrindavan there in Mayapur. Everything's there. If you have the vision, that vision will be given by the acharyas to see Vrindavan in Mayapur. Those who have the vision, they can see Vrindavan everywhere. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he left Vrindavan to come to America, isn't it? Is that right? Prabhupada never left Vrindavan. It appears. Yes, he left. Definitely he left Vrindavan. He was asking, give me a ticket, I'll go to America. He left Vrindavan, but he never left Vrindavan. How can Prabhupada leave Vrindavan? He brought Vrindavan with him. He established. So all these temples, they are manifestations of Vrindavan by Srila Prabhupada's pure desire. Srila Prabhupada, with every book that is distributed, Srila Prabhupada is planting a seed of the whole spiritual world in the heart of everyone who gets that, in every place where that book is distributed. By that seed of distributed, actually that every book, the whole spiritual world is there. Every book that you're distributing, you're giving, you become the agent to give Krishna to others. You can find, here's Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, here are the words of Krishna, and Vrindavanam Parityaja Napadam Ekam Gacchati. Krishna never takes one step out of Vrindavan. So, here is Krishna, here is Vrindavan, here is Srila Prabhupada pointing the way to us to go to Vrindavan. Everything is here in this one book. So by distributing these books, we are becoming agents or instruments in spreading the seeds that can grow into temples of devotion in people's hearts. And temples, just like this, there may be so many temples all over the world can be established by Srila Prabhupada's pure desire, that why should only the people of India know about Vrindavan, the whole world, everyone should know. So Prabhupada established that. This temple wasn't here when Prabhupada was in this world. But that has come. So many temples. Now, you may have heard, you may know that Srila Prabhupada's movement has gone through a lot of turbulence since Srila Prabhupada left this world. Or left means he's here in his books. Lot of turbulence, many disturbances in many ways. But there are many more centers of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness all over the world where meetings like this are going on and people are coming faithfully, happily to engage in Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada's mercy is flowing on. We can't deny that. Otherwise, what are we all doing? If Prabhupada's mercy is not flowing, then how are we here? This is not possible. It's only possible because Prabhupada came and brought Vrindavan. And Prabhupada left this world to go and preach Krishna consciousness somewhere else, but he's remained in the form of his books, and in the form of his movement, and in the form of his faithful disciples and followers. So the same thing is going on. That Prabhupada, he brought the spiritual world, and He gave the whole framework, and the same thing is going on. That's why we're coming here, and you want to come here. There's so many things you can do on a Sunday afternoon, in the summer especially. People, what do they like? Surfing, that's famous here in this area. I heard. Surfing, you can go out to the mountains, or you can lie in your backyard if you have one, or there's so many things you can do. Watch TV, sports. I can't even imagine all the things. You can play computer games or what. So many stupid things you can waste your life with. But you have chosen to come here. What is the attraction to come here? Because Krishna is here. So these temples should be established more and more. It's not easy. It's actually easier to, in many ways, it's easier to build a temple. It's not easy. I mean, getting, how much you're going to need? Probably at least $1 million just for the land, right? Just to get started. Then permission, and then building it, and it requires a lot of money. And that was a joke. If anyone has a couple of $1 million to spare, because I know that all of us put together, we wouldn't put anything like $2 million together. But by Krishna's mercy, everything is possible. There's billions of dollars Prabhupada said the money is floating in the air, you just have to know how to catch it. There's lots of money around. So, but we may have to do some work to establish that. But in some ways it's more difficult to keep temples running on than to start them. Because people are enthusiastic to build a temple, but then inevitably, due to the influence of Kali Yuga, there will be so many difficulties, this, that, the other. It's inevitable. That's Maya's test. But it is a matter of love that devotees, they sacrifice to spread this movement despite all the difficulties. So temples, yes, let there be temples. Let there be many temples. Once Srila Prabhupada was on a morning walk. Maybe you know he used to like to go on a walk every morning. Actually a doctor told him, it's good for your heart. It was good for our heart too, because Prabhupada used to give so many instructions. So he purified our hearts. And he purified the streets of so many parks of so many cities by walking in them. So on one morning walk in Paris, they were walking in the... Prabhupada was working with his disciples in the diplomatic area where the embassies are. Please move inside. Don't mind me saying again and again, but more and more people are coming. You'll have to... Now you're going to have to come, please. Someone's going to have to come here. I can move back also. Well, it's alright for you, but it's at the back. There's people already standing outside. So they're in the diplomatic area, and you see there was, you know, the British embassy, American embassy, Portuguese, so many embassies. And one devotee said to Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, wouldn't it be wonderful if it, just like this, in every city of the world, we had our ISKCON temple? Prabhupada said, why? Why every city in the world? Every house in the world. We can maybe take that further. Every heart. Build a temple in every heart. So, building temples should be there. Distributing books, building temples. But we should always remember that the most important temple that we can build, our most important service, is to build a temple in our own heart. That means a place... What is a temple? A place where we can invite Krishna. A place suitable for inviting Krishna. We cannot invite Krishna to a brothel or a butcher's shop or a casino. We cannot invite... Actually, many of our temples, they were formerly such institutions. In central London, our temple was formerly a bar. Like that. So many temples. They were previously used for purposes quite opposite to Krishna consciousness. But that can be transformed by chanting... By a lot of chanting, that impure atmosphere can be changed. But, yeah, that's the point. The impure atmosphere has to be changed. So our hearts, if they're like a bar, full of illicit desires and activities, that has to be purified. That's the best temple. Just like Srila Prabhupada, by his presence and his preaching, he literally purified the whole world. And as a result, so many temples are able to come up. So many people are taking to Krishna consciousness. Brahmanda Tarete, what is that? Shakti Dhare Jane Jane. That every devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those who are great devotees, they have the potency to deliver the whole universe. The bhakti shakti, the power of devotional service, it's so powerful. So we should desire to be completely pure, free from all material desires, so that we can serve Krishna better. We cannot properly serve Krishna as long as we have material desires. Just like we're worshipping the deity according to rules, we have to follow so many rules and regulations. The rules and regulations are there. Why they're rules and regulations means, do this, don't do that. We should follow, isn't it? Don't eat meat. Don't have illicit sex. No gambling, no intoxication. Do chant at least 16 rounds. These are the basic rules that Prabhupada gave. If we follow, this will keep us pure. But then there are many subtle desires. Apart from the gross contaminations, there are many subtle desires also. So then the rules become expanded more. But we may think, oh, so many rules. Whereas in modern life, the whole idea is to be free and do whatever you like and don't follow any rules. But these rules, they protect us from falling into sinful life, from forgetting Krishna. These rules help us to remember Krishna. Rise early in the morning. Chant in Mangal Arati. So if we do that, that will help to keep our consciousness pure. And if we don't do, then we miss out. So all these rules are there to help us become pure. And these temples, they are meant for the inhabitant or those who are living in the temples especially. They have to follow very strictly to set a good example and inspire those who are not able to have that level of commitment so that they can perform Krishna consciousness at a level as best as they can follow. Because by following these rules and regulations of Krishna consciousness, that helps to purify our hearts and become gradually free from all offenses. Offenses means they're based on misconceptions and material desires. So we should regularly come. As you're coming now to hear about Krishna, you're coming for the purpose of purification, inspiration, edification. So this is essential, to regularly hear about Krishna, come together with devotees, and always keep in mind that our life is meant for pure devotional service to Krishna. So everything we do has to be aimed toward that. Again, if I can see any floor space, that means I can still say, please move up closer, as more and more people are coming. Yep, we can fit more people in. This is real Indian culture. 1 billion people, and we know how to squeeze them in. More than a billion, no. It's like 110 crores or something. It's 110 now, is it? I don't know. Who knows? If it's 110 now, it's 110 plus one. by the time you said it. So, aparada shunna hoy. It's very simple language. Becoming free from offenses. But there's a big import there, isn't it? So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given us so many other literatures too. He's given us these very simple songs. And he's given us detailed books. Srila Prabhupada has given us detailed books which are the essence of the teachings of all the acharyas. So we can study these. You're all studying Prabhupada's books? You all have Srimad Bhagavatam set at home? Who doesn't have a set of Srimad Bhagavatam at home? Doesn't have. Oh, no one's putting up their hand. Oh, I'm afraid I'm going to sell them a set. You should get. I heard that this area is very prosperous. People are very rich around here. No one likes to admit it. Everyone except me. Well, if you have any money, even if you don't have money, Get a set of Srimad Bhagavatam. Really. You cannot imagine how much your life will be improved by studying these books. It's until you do it, you cannot imagine. Even you're coming regularly to the temple, you're chanting, you like to be with devotees, but until we regularly study Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, we cannot imagine how rich our life becomes. There was one devotee in Dubai. I was pushing him. You have to study. He said, "No, I never read any books in my life." You can read? Yeah, but I don't read. I can read, but I don't read. I don't read books. Anyway, you read. But anyway, after about 2 years, yeah, then you start reading. Say, "Oh, now I understood." Now he's so enthusiastic. So our advice is, throw out the TV, read Srimad Bhagavatam, really. Or you can keep the TV only for watching the Prabhupada DVD series like this. Now when I say this, people usually laugh. They think I'm not at all making a joke. I'm very serious. Watching TV will kill any hopes of purified consciousness. We can't, it's like you're trying to light a fire and you're putting petrol on one side and water on the other. What are you going to get? A lot of smoke. Where there's smoke, there's fire, but not much. So, if we at all have any inclination for pure devotional service to Krishna, we have to be very serious to perform those activities which will actually benefit us. If we can understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I am His eternal servant. Ayinanda tanaja kinkaram patitang vang vishame bhavam buddho kripayata vapada pankajastita duli sadrishan vichinta. I am Krishna's eternal servant. I have fallen deep into this dark well of material existence, and we're praying to Krishna to please pick me up from this ocean of material existence. If we can understand the import of this, then we cannot act in a manner that is detrimental to our own self-interest. How can we do that? It doesn't make any sense at all. So there has to be some resolve to act in a manner that is actually beneficial to us. And we should know that this television, what is this? It's simply promoting lust and greed and anger, the three gates to hell. Trividham narakasya idam dwaram nashanam atmanaha kama krodha tata lopas tasmat etat trayam tyajet. The three gates leading to hell, which should be given up, are lust, greed and anger. And that's all you get on TV. You get anything else? No. Only lust, greed and anger, that's all. Lust means they're promoting sex. Greed means they're promoting anything which, so many things they're selling. They're trying to buy this, buy that, buy all kinds of things which no one would buy unless they advertise them. It means they're promoting greed. Get more. Be, show yourself off. Have a big car. Don't have a small car. And anger, violence, that's another major theme of TV. What pleasure people get in watching someone killing someone else, or strangling them, or cutting them up into little pieces. It may be a drama, but what do you want to watch that for? Why not read Srimad Bhagavatam? Purifying. Krishna's also killing, but if we hear about that Krishna's killing, we become purified. We can pray to Krishna to kill all our material desires. So Laha Krishnam, take the name of Krishna. And Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhanapran. Krishna is our mother, Krishna is our father. Krishna is the very wealth of our lives. Krishna is all in all. Krishnaya Shangshakara. The people of Nadia Godrum, there are so many little cottages there, people are living in their houses, going on with their family lives. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Krishna Shamsakaro. Krishna also has family life. Krishna is there with mother, father, brother, friends. So make our family life. He's Bhaktivinoda Thakur is not saying give up your family life, but make your family life centered on Krishna. And charyanacha, give up all activities which will not make us Krishna conscious. Live in the family, chant Hare Krishna. Happy family with Krishna in the center. Jibe Daya, Krishna Nam Sarva Dharma Sam. So in very short song, simple language, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is giving the essence of all dharma. Dharma is sometimes translated as religion, but it means the very essence of our being, of our existence. Jibe Daya, we should be merciful to other living beings. It means no animal killing. And having got this gift of Krishna consciousness, we should try to give that to others. And personally chant the name of Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, early morning at Godrum, he would rise early in the morning and chant the names of Krishna very loudly, as if calling out to some friend. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Calling out, pleading to Krishna, He Radhe Rajadevi Ki Chalalite He Nandasuna Kutaha. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were calling out, Radha, Krishna, where are you? Calling out for Krishna like madmen. So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur sitting in Godrum. Amitoshananda Shukada Bashi Radhika Madhava Charanadasi. Sitting in Godrum at his place where he would serve Krishna, he gave up the Calcutta and aristocratic society to sit in the jungle or a village area, and perceived himself sitting here as the servant of Radha and Krishna. So as I say, I came first time in this life at least to this Bay Area. Famous, at least San Jose isn't famous all over the world, but San Francisco is famous, so many songs and films. What is it? I Left My Heart in San Francisco, something like that. That's from 1960s maybe, isn't it? Something like that. So it's famous, but it's famous for being the capital of some sinful activity, which I don't know if it's illegal even to say it's sinful. I'm not sure I might get arrested for that. But that's its infamy, or infamy, it depends what your point of view is. But at least according to Shastra, it's something very horrible. So many people all over the world, not everyone. There are many people who've never heard of San Francisco, but more people have heard of San Francisco than Nadia. And we may think, well, this is the heart of the action. America is the heart of the center of the world, but no. When the really important people of the universe, the demigods, when they look down on this world, they don't look at San Francisco. They're looking at Nadia and Navadvip. That's the real place that they want. That's the place that they want to go to, not San Francisco. And the Indian people, they want to leave India and go to San Francisco, but those who are more intelligent take a plane the other way. Or you can stay here also and chant Hare Krishna. Be linked with what kind of energy do we want to be linked with? It's very easy in this area, an America in general, very materialistic place, to get linked with the energy that will take us on a fast-moving roller coaster to the darkest regions of hell. But we can also associate with the devotees of Krishna, the names of Krishna, and be protected from this materialistic society and connect with that energy that will lift us above the lust and greed and anger of this material world and lift our hearts up to the spiritual world, up to the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should know that our home is not in Silicon Valley. Our home is in Mayapur. And so our home is the spiritual world. Back home, back to Godhead. So I can request all of you that you must all visit Mayapur Dham. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada has made facilities there that devotees from all over the world can visit there. Even to people who have no knowledge of Krishna consciousness, if they go there, they cannot but be charmed by the atmosphere. So many temples on the bank of the Ganga, Ganges River, and kirtan, the sweet chanting of Krishna's name, present everywhere. Singing and dancing. I personally had the fortune to spend many years traveling in the villages of Bengal before electrification in Bangladesh, in the Hindu villages. And in many ways, the culture is the same as when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally there. So you could just, we'd arrive in the village and all the people would come out and kirtan, the sweet chanting of Krishna's name, present everywhere. Singing and dancing. I personally had the fortune to spend many years traveling in the villages of Bengal before electrification in Bangladesh, in the Hindu villages. And in many ways, the culture is the same as when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally there. So you could just, we'd arrive in the village and all the people would come out and greet us with kirtan, very sweetly singing. And we could just feel as if, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is here. This is his land. And it, as if his whole kirtan party could just come out from the banana trees and palm trees and the same culture as there. So, that's the aim. That Silicon Valley is famous for silicon chips. San Francisco is famous for something else. Why not make it famous for Krishna consciousness? That should be the aim. Make a temple in every house. There's one house in San Jose where there's an ISKCON temple. So we should aim that there should be one house in San Jose, which is not an ISKCON temple, and then that make that a temple also. Let's aim for that. ISKCON means International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Where there's Krishna. It's not some mundane organization, not that we're trying to conquer or become landlords or property owners or any such thing. But that everyone should have Krishna consciousness. As Srila Prabhupada saw, the people of the world are suffering without Krishna consciousness. So he came out from Vrindavan on the order of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his own spiritual master and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the acharyas, that everyone should have this. Why should people not have this? That they're living in a materialistic society and suffering like anything. America is so well organized. When you come from India, it's surprising, isn't it? I mean, it's such a difference. I mean, now India's, in some places, got something, you know, mini skyscrapers and four-lane highways and air conditioning in many homes and cars, and India is becoming modern. But still, when you come to America, there's a lot of America's much more developed materially. But people are suffering so much. Although people, many people are very polite and this and that. But no Krishna means no happiness, actually. People are, and we see the depression, schizophrenia, divorce means people are not happy, they can't live together. So much tension, unhappy. Srila Prabhupada saw they can be happy by Krishna consciousness. So why should we not make the endeavor? If we are so fortunate to be sprinkled with the mercy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought, then why should, let us endeavor to bring that to others. That is the spirit of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. That we are so fortunate to get this. Even though I am myself trying to fully accept that mercy, but still, I should understand, I'm very fortunate to have any contact with that mercy. Let us try to distribute that to others. So Krishna consciousness means to cultivate ourselves, Krishna consciousness, and to try to distribute that to others. With faith, great faith, that if we try to do this, surely Krishna will help us. We shall not be the losers. Krishna will help us if we simply try to serve his mission. So, Hare Krishna, I'm sure you've heard all these things many times before, but we should hear again and again. If there's something important, it's worth saying again and again. Especially if it's difficult for us to understand. And nothing I said was very, I mean, it's not like very complex philosophy, but it's difficult for us to understand because the whole atmosphere of the modern society is completely different, isn't it? It's going against the grain. Everything in modern society is encouraging us to develop lust, greed, and anger, to develop selfishness, to forget Krishna. Everyone's forgetting Krishna. They never heard of Krishna. They don't know. But even though they're forgetting, they're very sincere to forget him more and more. Krishna bhuli se jivan adi bahimuk. Since time immemorial, we're inimical to Krishna, forgetting Krishna. So we have to hear again and again and again. We're not the body, we're not the body, we're not the body. Hear again and again. How many times Prabhupada told you're not the body, you're not the body, you're not the body. You say, yes, yes, yes. And immediately we walk away, I am the body. It's material attachment is very strong. So we have to hear again and again. And by doing this we can gradually understand, I'm not the body. It's really true. We have to hear throughout our lives, and that will help us. Dhiras tatra na muhyati, we've all heard these words. That dehantara prapti, to attain the state of changing our bodies, in other words, to die at the point of death, dhiras tatra na muhyati. At that point, one who is sober is not bewildered. He understands, I'm not dying, I'm changing body, I'm leaving the body, this is inevitable, not disturbed. So by hearing again and again, we become prepared for that moment when we have to leave our, we have to leave this body. So one who is regularly hearing Bhagavad Gita recitation is not disturbed. He knows, I'm in Krishna's hands. If we spend our life in Krishna's service, then we know that Krishna will surely look after me. So we have to hear these points again and again. Is there any question, please? Yes, please.
Maharaj, when you said
Neho Krishna Nam,
that means...
Laha Krishna Nam, actually.
Krishna Nam, that means taking Krishna's name to heart. So, like, it's like inviting Krishna in our heart.
Yeah, inviting Krishna in our hearts, that's right.
So yeah. I heard that Krishna is already in our heart.
Krishna is already in our heart, yeah.
So how do we invite Krishna?
How do we invite Krishna in our heart if he's already there? Well, Krishna himself says that sadhavo hridayo mahyam sadhunam hridayam tvaham. madanyate na jananti naham tebyo managapi. Krishna says that I am in the hearts of the sadhus, means devotees, and they are my heart because they know nothing but me and I know nothing but them. Again it's said about the Vaishnavas, tomara hridaye sada govinda vishram, that Govinda is always resting or residing in your heart, in the heart of the Vaishnava. So Krishna is there in everyone's heart, but mostly people don't recognize. So is that all of the books? I think not. Is it?
It's all the ones. All the books that we have.
All right.
And then one CD set.
Glimpses you're forgetting? Glimpses of traditional Indian life. Yeah, Krishna is there in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe arjuna tishtati. He's there, Paramatma. But what is he doing there? Upadrashanumantata. He's, as Paramatma, he's seeing everything, and he says, okay, you can do that. Anumanta means he allows.
Permitting.
Hmm?
Permitting?
Permitting, yeah.
Sanctioning.
But he's neutral. But inviting Krishna into our heart means that we'll worship you within our heart. Personal relationship is there. Not just official function. Anything else?
Question for Maharaj.
Is there any other mic?
No.
Well, here's another suggestion. Before spending $2 million or whatever, you could spend, I don't know, $100 or something. That it's very useful for the Sunday class to have cordless mic. It's another suggestion. It's easy to make suggestions. Well, it's not such a difficult thing to do. Anyone like to donate a cordless mic? Okay.
Done.
Is it done? As good as done. Your word is as good as done. Alright, so next Sunday there'll be a cordless mic for the class. Alright, please.
Could you give us some tips to increase our devotional service?
Tips to increase our devotional service. Come here every Sunday. Serve under the devotees. Temple activities, festivals, book distribution, study Prabhupada's books every day. This will be very helpful. Those who don't have the habit of studying daily should study daily. And those who study daily, they can study more. Very helpful. But the thing is, when we say tips, I mean, all the activities, everything's already there, what to do, we just have to do it, that's all. We have to apply ourselves to the process. Well, I have one book, Beginner's Guide to Krishna Consciousness. This is the basic, what you have to do. These are the basic things. They're outlined here in this book. Any other questions, please?
I have one more question.
Yeah.
Is hearing Prabhupada's lectures the same as reading his books?
Are hearing Prabhupada's lectures the same as reading his books? Yes and no. Yes, because it's for the same purpose, and no, because Prabhupada wanted us to hear his lectures, but he actually emphasized reading his books more. So they're both for the same purpose, it's both the same philosophy. Both should go on, but actually Prabhupada did emphasize reading his books more than he did hearing his lectures.
Maharaj, you had mentioned in building a temple in your home by chanting, you had said...
I was building a temple in our heart.
In our heart.
You can have a temple in your home, that's very good.
Yeah. That there was a reference to you will need to give up certain things.
Yeah. We have to give up certain things.
And what are they?
Calm, crowd, low. What are the things we have to give up to build a temple in our heart? Well, it's just like we can't have a... I was saying we can't invite Krishna into a bar or a brothel. So In the same way, that figurative temple in our hearts, we have to give up kam, krodh, lobh, moha, mada, matsarya, ityadi, lust, greed, anger, envy, illusion, madness, and so on. We can't, it's not proper to invite Krishna into a dirty place. Temple should be very clean. Yeah, anything else, please? Yeah, here's a question. I'll take others afterwards. Yeah.
In happiness, how do we understand that we're suffering?
In happiness, how do we understand that we're suffering? You mean in material happiness? I'm very happy. It's a nice day today. And I had a nice meal. It digested nicely. I'm feeling healthy. The dog's licking me. He likes to see me. This is material happiness. How do we understand? Well, material happiness is inevitably accompanied by distress. We may think I'm happy now, the sun is shining, but the sun will also shine on your tombstone, sir. So just smaran nityam anityatvam, everything here is temporary. So, kim sukham martya dhaminam, where is the happiness in a place where you have to die? Just like you may be feeling very happy. It's a sunny day, had a nice meal, people are smiling, people are singing. But if you got information that you have to die within 1 hour, would you still feel so materially happy? Yes or no? Then you can enjoy the sunshine? No. Well, you do have to die. Not 1 hour, but definitely within a few years. Maximum. So where's the happiness? In a place where you have to die and get born again. And again and again. So just consider. Actually, the real unhappiness is separation from Krishna. But that manifests as birth, death, old age, disease. Adhyatmik sukh, adhibhautik sukh, adhyatmik sukh. Adhidaivik. These are technical terms for various kinds of miseries that we always suffer from. So you're feeling young and healthy, on top of the world, good career prospects. Well, you're a fool, to put it bluntly, if you're feeling happy with that. Don't worry, you're not the only one. There's what's the population of the world?
6 billion.
6 billion. You're in company of 6 billion or other. So other fools. Read Prabhupada's books and be relieved from foolishness. It's foolishness to think that there's happiness in a place where there's simply repeated birth and death. Where is the happiness? What is the happiness? Anyway, material nature will give you plenty of lessons. Don't worry. Can anyone say they have no problems? Sometimes people like to say, no problem, no problem. Everyone's got so many problems. Shoes off, please, even for the little babies. Yeah.
Can you discuss, related to that, about karshati, struggle?
Struggle, yeah. That word comes up in Bhagavad Gita a few times, struggle. We're struggling with the mind. Amai vangsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatanaha. What's the next line? Karshati, yeah. We're all part and parcel of Krishna. What does it mean to be part and parcel of Krishna? Just as Krishna is Satchidanandamai, he is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, so we are by nature also. But we are struggling to try to enjoy this, all the senses, and struggling with the mind. It's a struggle to try to be happy. And sometimes it may seem that it's not such a struggle. We're feeling I'm on top of the world. Then again, we have to go down to the lower species of life. Hiranyakashipu,
He was the most successful materialist in history. Far more successful than Bill Gates. It appeared that literally he was controlling the universe. But he was never happy because his senses and mind were uncontrolled. These are all important lessons. Well, that's why I'm saying, read the Bhagavatam. Whatever stated in Bhagavad Gita, that we're struggling very much with the six senses, including the mind, all these points are elaborated with examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. And the great example of that is Hiranyakashipu. For further elaboration, just look all around you. Everyone's struggling in this material world. Anything else? Any other points? Yeah.
How one should develop the practice of seeing Krishna in others?
How should we develop the practice of seeing Krishna in others' heart? Well, there's no particular sadhana or prescribed process for seeing that, but we hear regularly from Shastra, and that hearing gives us the awareness. Just like, for instance, how we don't think about it much unless we're a scientist, that everything we see is made up of atoms. But if we hear regularly, if we're attending college and we're studying, then when we look around, we, apart from seeing the walls and the fans and the shoes and the bodies, we'll see, we'll always, if we're studying, then we'll be aware, actually this is all made up of atoms. So by hearing regularly, we become aware that Krishna is in everyone's heart. That awareness comes by hearing, and then by behaving with people, understanding that Krishna is in everyone's heart, then we can actually begin to perceive that also, that how Paramatma, the Super Soul, guides people, and especially in those who are preaching and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, they can see how Krishna guides people to take those books. So by studying spiritual literature and the hearing regularly, then we perceive that fact, and by sadhana that realization comes. Krishna is in everyone's heart. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. So anything else, or shall we finish this session and go on with kirtan and prasad?